Greetings, Chicagoland. Thank you for tuning in to the weekly program, Building Community, Strengthening Nations, based on improving lives through public service and volunteerism. Today's presentation is brought to you by the Forum to Achieve Altruism, Compassion, and Tolerance, the FACT organization, with more than a 75-year legacy of promoting peace, harmony, equality, and social justice for all. Building Community, Strengthening Nations features newsmakers and movers and shakers engaged in enlightening discussions on current issues and events that positively impact our diverse communities. The FACT organization invites you to contact us for general information or referral services, volunteer opportunities, and suggestions, questions, or comments regarding programming topics and guests. Please call FACT at 773-424-8002 to reach our 24-hour voicemail and facsimile. Our email address is faactorg@aol.com. Now tell your friends to tune in to FACT every Tuesday evening at 7:30 p.m. We're streaming live over the internet at www.thechicagolighthouse.org. My name is Ruth M. Fairfax Frazier. I am the founder and executive director of the FACT organization, and today I am so pleased to serve as your host. FACT is always excited about this opportunity to share time with you, our most valued listening public, with different weekly topics of interest that positively influence our communities. However, as we always say, this can only be accomplished with your help. The fact is, we all need each other, and by uniting our efforts, we can make a positive difference for everyone. In a nutshell, FACT's combined vision and mission is to help create a better world through educating the public and coalescing with others to eradicate biases and prejudices, as well as hate crime. Greetings, everyone. Thank you for joining FACT, Building Community, Strengthening Nations. Today's program is actually a continuation of the wonderful guest that we had last week, Tom Strober, who is an accomplished musician and producer with Grand Blues Music. Welcome back to the program, Tom.
Thank you, Ruth. Really happy to be here again.
Well, we are happy to continue our discussion, and we'd like you to first tell us about the selection that you chose to open the program with.
That's entitled, Which Vibration Are You? I recorded the musical segment with some other musicians back in Iowa in 1997, I believe. 2 years ago, Ann Kaufman, an old friend, shot me this audio clip on her phone, which was spoken word and some other melodic things. I knew I already had the music recorded for it. I went through my archives of old reels of tape, found it, threw the two of them together, and it became that. And it's being tossed around as a submission for use in a movie.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, kindly give us a short recap of what we discussed last week, Tom.
Well, as some may remember, my roots are in Chicago. I left Chicago in the mid-70s after starting off pretty well in the music performing end of things. I got into production after arriving in Des Moines. So I played the role of both a musician and a self-producer as an artist. Back in 98, I migrated onto the Rosebud Indian Reservation, did quite a bit of production work there, and then found my way back here gradually, in gradual increments, 2 years ago.
Oh, wonderful. Well, can you kindly share with us, who is Dave Maul, and what does he mean to you?
Well, Dave Maul, as some of my peers refer to him as the mysterious Dave Maul, because they haven't met Dave Maul, but here's who Dave Maul is. We got acquainted through Facebook. We went to school together for a very brief period of time. He remembered me as a musician. I got to seeing that he was involved in production work, both audio and movie production. He's a cinematographer. Mm-hmm. He's a businessman. He's done a lot of things, always been very successful. He's also a performing musician and made a very good livelihood writing jingles and doing such not over the past 30, 40 years.
Well, you know, our audience wants you to remind us of what is your major instrument that they will know you by.
I play guitar and bass, all genres. And this is what caught Dave Maul's attention, mm-hmm. was not just that I was multi-genre, but this creative flow that just seems to emanate out of nowhere and is nonstop. So it's like it's always streaming through me and whatnot. So where he stepped up, his role was to not only mentor me, but to be able to, through his facilities and networking capability, was to fast-track me coming back to Illinois as a performing artist.
Well, tell us more about how you transitioned into setting up a network of musicians.
After Dave and I had some conversations, I started commuting back here for two purposes. One, I really needed to spend time with my father, who was getting up in his elderly years. This other part of it was I really felt I needed to get reacquainted with my roots.
Mm-hmm.
So between family and my musical inclinations, this was all full of common denominators.
Mm-hmm.
So when I would come back, I'd be here for a week or two. Then I'd go back to South Dakota, back and forth, back and forth. There are some old players that I had done work with 40 years ago. A few of them were still around. I started hitting a lot of the jam sessions on the south side, not so much to go up and play, but to go see who was doing what. And then you start to develop some relationships. Networking is kind of an overused word. I prefer seeking out new relations.
Okay. Well, now that you're back here in the greater Chicagoland area, tell us about coming home.
Coming home, one of the old friendships that rekindled itself was with a individual that we refer to as the Junk Man. The Junk Man is a semi-eccentric, extremely creative artist whose medium is working in industrial renderings, known as, if they're going to demolish a manufacturing plant, He'll go in for a bargain and just grab all the machinery, and he turns it into artwork. He's got a 7-acre junkyard turned into a park.
Oh, wow.
It's a living testament to artistic creativity. So he was commissioned back in April of this year to have an art exhibition. And through his connections, I got pulled into this to furnish some kind of music venue. So it's like, how do I fit this along with this? So through this networking or relationship building, as I refer to it, there's some musicians who'd gotten to know me. I got to know them. So I put this thing together with the infamous Danny Mack, who's a very talented young man, great bass player, guitarist. Pulled him in along with Mike Hudson, who's a very flexible drummer, it has a lot of drive, and an old former classmate, Joe Gardner, who used to do the big Broadway shows. In fact, he used to be the organist at Comiskey Park. Mm-hmm. So I had all these elements. So we got together, we had one rehearsal. So from this venue, I brought along a selection for airplay. It's live. It was recorded right off the soundboard. So you get an idea what it was. And what we did is we took material to match the other side of the venue, which was we had to perform behind fire dancers. Nobody ever performed behind fire dancers. So how do you come up with music for that? So you just pick tunes that will allow you to have the freedom to go into a creative mode. So featured here is Pink Floyd's Comfortably Numb. We intentionally shortened it to one verse so that that would allow us to flow into this thing with the fire dancers and then spend an incredible amount of time on the back end, which was improvising, to drive what the fire dancers were doing in their routine. So it's very interactive between the fire dancers and the band as far as how this thing built. So, Ruth, here is Comfortably Numb, recorded live April 17th at the Indiana Convention and Tourism Building in Hammond, Indiana. My first performance in the tri-state area in 40 years.
Yeah.
That was fantastic, Tom. I hope our audience enjoyed it as much as I have.
Well, I certainly hope so, too. thank you. I'm glad you found something in it for yourself. And that's what this music's all about, is to be able to channel.
Okay.
Everything back into the listener's ears. So,
well, you know, we have had a guest on with us, Tomiko Dixon, granddaughter of the blues. And, of course, she's the granddaughter of
Willie Dixon.
And can you tell us about your connection with her?
This is where the mysterious Dave Maul came into play. This past April, he said, "Hey, Tom, I think it's time I make the introduction between you and Tomiko, and here's what she does. I'll let her know what you do, and we'll see where it goes." So it was the second week in June. Went down to Motor Road Brewing. Tomiko was performing there with the Chicago Blues All-Stars. I took the infamous Junk Man, also known as Jeffrey Fink, a 1973 graduate of Crete Moni High School, along with me. I just didn't feel comfortable going alone. And the one thing about the notorious Jeff Junkman, he's a magnet for attention. It takes all the pressure off me, so we could just kind of slide into this place. So we slid in. Tomiko recognized me. She came over, says, "Hey, I want to talk to you. I want to get to know you. I'd like to introduce you to some of my friends here." She introduced me to her mother. She says, "Mom, meet the newest addition to the Dixon family."
Oh, my.
You know, so there was a lot of camaraderie taking place. So I really was made to feel at ease. And this, too, was part of this homecoming.
Mm-hmm.
So everything was starting to move forward. I booked an engagement in Indiana with Tomiko as part of this, and was very blessed to have her uncle Bobby Dixon, Willie Dixon's son, participate on some of the part of the venue on keys. So this was an unexpected treat.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is that was on the 23rd of July. On the 5th of July, I was involved in a very severe accident where I was critically injured. I was hit by an intoxicated driver.
Mm.
I'm out of the hospital after an 11-day stay. My second day of being out of the hospital, we're having band rehearsals with Tomiko. We put this thing together. I wouldn't refuse to, I wasn't going to let the show drop. So it had to go on. Show goes on. So from there, we started discussions with the Future Recording Project. And with that project, I found a great number of opportunities, not only to enhance what she's trying to do by what I had to contribute, but also finding some great other players who were available who work well in session environments. So we're looking forward to another project which will be studio based.
Wonderful. Well, you know, Tom, we know that you have deep spirituality connections, and we like to know how that plays into your creative being.
Within all the virtues of meekness, humbleness, sacrifice, compassion, how you draw upon that to empower the gifts that other people are born in, especially creative people. This is a very strong, empowering force. And going back to my Baha'i spirituality and philosophy of unity with diversity, equality, religious equality, sexual equality, economic equality, there's no caste system, everybody's basically equal, and everybody has more in common with themselves than uncommon. So with this type of an insight, it's easier to recognize the gifts that people have within them and encourage them to, bring it up into a working platform. So now we've moved forward to where we have this Tomiko project now ready to launch in
Wonderful.
The studio.
Wonderful. Well, Chicagoland, we want you to forge new kinds of community relations that
balance trust with accountability, respect with openness to disagreement, and caring with inclusiveness. And we encourage you to join our efforts to serve humanity through volunteerism and dedicated public service. Again, my name is Ruth M. Fairfax Frazier. I want to thank our very special guest today, Thomas Tom Strober, for joining us in this program. And we also want to thank Chris Radio. The director is Bill Jurek, and the assistant director and sound engineer is Brian Hawkins, and of course the crew of all of our dedicated volunteers that make Chris work day in, day out, all year long. We want to wish you peace and blessings during this holiday season, but also throughout the year. And Tom, we want you to close our program. What would that be?
This selection's entitled Angels and Demons. Tomiko Dixon wrote the lyrics. She was looking for a song. I just happened to have the song. We took the song, the music that I brought to it, the words that she brought to it with her melody, it fit just like the first selection that was played, Which Vibration Are You? Two separate things, they just collided together into the same universe and they fit. Featured in this recording is Doug Caban on drums, Perry Hudson on bass, Chris Household on keyboards, and myself on guitar. This is not a finished studio production, rather this is from a rehearsal, but we found it was just so diverse, so interesting, so new and refreshing, we wanted to share it, including the flaws. So it's not a mastered recording, it's just a basic mix from a rehearsal. I hope everybody enjoys it, and thank you Tomiko Dixon for making this a part of our relationship from a musical sense. And on behalf of the band, again, thank you. Thank you, Chris Radio. Thank you all for this wonderful opportunity to share.
Well, before we enjoy this last selection, Tom, tell us, how can we contact you if we want to know more about your music?
Well, if you want to know more about me, you can find me on YouTube. Just type in on the search bar, TG, hit the space bar, Stober, S-T-O-B-E-R. Oh. If you want to get a hold of me, my email address is tgs61255@yahoo.com. That's tgs61255@yahoo.com. Thank you very much.
Always remember that the Forum to Achieve Altruism, Compassion, and Tolerance, the FACT Organization, is here to help build communities and strengthen nations through promoting exemplary public service and volunteerism. Please join us next week on this same station for what promises to be an excellent program of lively conversation. Peace and blessings to you and your loved ones, and Happy New Year, everyone. Bye now.
Who are we? Is this life just a dream? Where's heaven? Search for love and found.